MoneyInTheBank.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
I'm Sonny Gidimura.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar, The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived, always liked the good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior? Surprise, surprise, he ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host,
Kitty,
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Help me now. Tell me now. And show me how. Show me how. To understand. What makes a good man. Tell me now. Tell me now. And walk the line. Walk the line. And understand. Understand. What makes a good man.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
She wanted to say pain in the ass, but she didn't.
Yeah, I did. You know, I wanted to give you a real slobber knocker of an intro, but, you know, I just kind of messed it up there.
Oh, that's it. We're going to redo this. Oh, wait, we're live. Can't redo it. Damn it.
Oh, well, screwed up the show. Everybody take a shot.
You'll be drunk in 5 minutes.
Makes this a hell of a good time.
It's The Rack. It's always a good time.
Totally. And, well, speaking of good times, we have a very special guest.
We do have a special guest joining us here in just a minute, and well, we've been teasing it all week. That's right, WWE Hall of Famer, good old JR Jim Ross, is here with us tonight.
So excited.
Yes, it's very exciting that Jim Ross is going to join us. We're going to talk all things wrestling.
And football.
And football, and we're going to talk football with him, because, you know, he likes his football.
He does like his football.
But what else are we doing on this show?
Well, we have the Royal Rumble. We have NXT. We're going to be talking a little bit of SmackDown. We have a ton of stuff we have to talk about, so I say we get right into it.
I say we do as well, but guess what? I can't wait for the Rumble, and we're going to talk all about it later on tonight. But yeah, let's get right into it.
So joining us right now is one of the legendary voices of professional wrestling. Please welcome WWE Hall of Famer Jim Ross. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderfully well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're very appreciative of you joining us today, and I know you're here to talk to us about your wonderful one-man show, and we'll get to that, but there's something that I really want to talk to you about because it's kind of on everybody's mind, and, well, that's the college playoffs. You know, they just resolved Ohio State beat Oregon, and I'm just curious, do you think that the system worked?
Yeah, I think it works. I think that it, the teams that were omitted from the Final Four, I think it speaks clearly that eight teams would be better than four, and I think eventually the 18 playoff system will be initiated. But in any event, the fact that the championship of college football is decided by the teams on the field as opposed to balloting, voting, polling, whatever, is, I think, a real good thing. So I enjoy the tournament format. It's a great episodic programming, you know, a tournament is. So that's why NCAA basketball in March is the big deal. It's March Madness. The NFL playoffs, same thing. So I like the system, and I would like to see more teams get the opportunity to participate. And if the television ratings are any indication, the fans certainly would invest their time in watching the tournament an extra week.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. I was a little bummed personally that they only did four instead of eight. I thought they were going to do kind of the semifinals and then the final round and then, you know, the championship game. So mm-hmm. I agree with you that it would be nice to have eight teams or maybe more.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all going to come down to money and the networks ponying up the cash. The viewers, I think, will certainly would enjoy the process even more. But again, that's how I reflect back to NCAA basketball. You get average ratings during the year, but once they get on, get into March Madness, it's a whole different ball game. So it's just that sense of urgency and the fact that you win, you advance, you lose, you go home. It's a simple format to follow and I don't think it happens next year, but I think somewhere in the near future we'll get four more teams and then we maybe have this discussion. Well, maybe we should do 16 or whatever, but in any event, I think 8 teams would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. And kind of to transition away from that and talk to something else that's really exciting. You also got to call your first New Japan pay-per-view this year, actually very recently. What was that like
for you? It was fun. It was fun. You know, once you get past the travel and you can navigate around the language barriers in Japan, then it's everything else is really positive. The event was in the Tokyo Dome, 40,000 plus fans on hand, I think, was the attendance. It was the first time that anyone had aired a New Japan pay-per-view in North America. And it did really well. I haven't heard the numbers, but it's been critically acclaimed as one of the better pay-per-view wrestling shows in years. And so that's neat to be able to be a part of that. You know, for me, after 40 years in this business and then being out of the play-by-play table for a while, you know, you have those doubts. How much gas is left in the tank? And how are you going to endure this, 4-hour pay-per-view where the last hour is your most important facet of the matches? So those are the main events. So I had a great time. The food was unique. Not quite what I'm used to here in Oklahoma, but it was, it was a good, fun experience. And I hope that we get to do some more. I know those talks are ongoing. I signed a contract to do one, but I would certainly be interested in doing more if it was right place, right time, win-win, all those cliches. But I had a great time, and it was good to know that I hadn't forgotten how to do my old job. So there's kind of nostalgic in that regard.
I don't think you could ever forget. You're too good.
Thank you.
So, you know, you mentioned that there might be more shows. Do you think that Wrestle Kingdom could, New Japan, I should say, could do well here in the U.S.?
I think they could if they started on Friday nights airing the show, their TV show, an hour TV show, with English commentary on Access TV, formerly HDNet, Mark Cuban's outfit. So, they air on Friday nights. Depending on what kind of audience they pick up, they'll be able to measure the popularity. And then once all the pay-per-view numbers come in on that show, that'll be another gauge that they can utilize. As long as you have English speaking commentators who can explain who all these men and women are, then I think it'll do real well because their product is really sound. Their in-ring psychology is very old school oriented, but it's surrounded with all these modern accoutrements. So I think it's got a real good chance of being a paper. I don't know how well it's going to do on Wiki TV, but I don't know how well Access TV does in general. But if it did well on pay-per-view, that gives you an indication that there are people willing to invest in it. And if that's the case, it's like any other entity, you know, it's all, like as we said about the football playoffs, it's all about the cash.
Right.
So, if it does well, I would think you would see more. So I had a great time with it. I love their product. It's very hard hitting. They demand physicality from their talents. And it's a little unique. It's a different presentation you see in North America. I'm not telling you it's immensely better. I'm just telling you that it's different because everybody has their brand that they like.
Right.
It's like buying barbecue sauce. You know, you can buy J. Hart barbecue sauce, you can buy, Sweet Baby Ray's or somebody's, or your local flavor. But the bottom line is that there's enough audience to go around. So I think they would do well here if they can just get a foothold.
Hey, I'm still waiting for that JR's barbecue sauce in my store. Just saying.
Yeah. I like that.
Now, we've heard a lot of really great reviews for your live shows, especially the ones from last WrestleMania weekend. And I'm curious to know, kind of, for those who haven't seen you live yet, what can we kind of expect?
Well, I got into the wrestling business, the pro wrestling business, when I was 22, and very accidentally, and thought it would be a good summer job that I could, make some money, and go back to college to finish my last semester of college and graduate. And then 40 years later, I'm still waiting on that to re-enroll. I got to like what I was doing. And, I read somewhere one time, if you're lucky enough to find a job that doesn't feel like work, grab it and embrace it. And I found that situation in that very unique genre. And then from 74 till now, there's been immense changes, going from relying on syndicated TV and then getting on national cable, then getting on satellite television, then getting involved in pay-per-view, and then corporate ownership, like Turner Broadcasting and WWE, both corporately owned. Both companies are publicly traded, or were publicly traded. There's no more WCW. But my point is that I've seen the evolution of the business change drastically on several fronts. I work with some very compelling, gregarious, amazing entertainers in those 40 years, on a lot of trips and a lot of events and a lot of countries and a lot of cities. So the stories are really unique. So I try to, in my show, I try to take about the first 10, 15, 20 minutes and kind of create a GPS of where we're going and hit some highlights and tell some stories that hopefully are either poignant or humorous or motivational. Entertaining bottom line. And then I turn it over to the audience, and the audience then are able to ask any questions they choose. And wrestling fans are always, they're always looking for a forum to express themselves. That's why there's so many wrestling websites and there's so many people on Twitter that follow wrestling people. They enjoy the communication, the interaction. And I feel like, I owe the fans a great deal for supporting me for 40 years. So this is a small down payment on what I owe the people back. And I love to engage the Q&As. They're funny. They're poignant sometimes. They're inquisitive. You scratch your head or, why'd you ask that question? But I tell them up front, if you're nice enough to come to my shows and we have fun, I'm not going to restrict the subject matter of the questions. So I'll answer every question to the best of my ability and as honestly as I know. And that really makes every show different. It makes every show have its own vibe, its own energy. And that's kind of what we're expecting on that Royal Rumble weekend. I've never been to Sayreville, New Jersey at the Starland Ballroom. I've been to Philadelphia many times. Our show in Philly will be on Sunday, Royal Rumble Sunday at 3:00 in the afternoon. I enjoy meeting the fans. The VIP meet and greets start 2 hours before showtime, and we meet the fans one-on-one, and we take pictures and chat with them. And I enjoy visiting. I enjoy hearing what's on their mind. And I'm a fan, so we talk the same language. So the whole Philadelphia is really important to me. It's really important in my career when I really needed it. And so I'm excited about the Royal Rumble weekend. We'll do a Friday night show in Sayreville and a Sunday afternoon show in Philadelphia. So I'm excited about the whole process. It should be fun. I figure I'm probably going to gain some weight because I can't pass a Philly cheesesteak place without at least checking it out and smelling, you know. And you smell a good cheesesteak, you almost got to have one.
That's my philosophy in life.
I think the thing about it is that people will hear all these dates and places. If they remember one thing, www.axs.com will have all the information on my shows. Tickets start at $20. There's a few meet and greet tickets left. So it's going to be fun to be there on that weekend. I know there's a lot of fans coming to Philadelphia for various reasons. Obviously, first and foremost, the Royal Rumble event on Sunday. And hopefully they can kind of use our show as maybe a little bit of a tailgate type of function prior to going to the big game at the Wells Fargo Arena.
That would be fun. That would definitely be fun.
Yeah, I think so. I'll try to make it fun. I didn't know if I was going to like doing these shows because I don't know if I would stand up or I don't have an act. I'm not a trained comedian. I've always been a straight man, actually. So, but I did four of those shows in a couple of years ago in Wales. I did one in Wales and Cardiff. I did one in London. I did one in Manchester and I did one in Glasgow, Scotland. And they all three sold out and everybody seemed to really like them. So we got great reviews and I didn't know what I was really doing. I just thought, well, we'll just try this. Let's see how this works. So, I shortened up the monologue. And then I gave more time to the audience to ask the questions. And there's where I found my formula. The audience, interaction is the heartbeat of the show. And it's why it keeps it fresh and it changes. You can see it in Sayersville, for example, it'd be a different show in Philadelphia, without a doubt.
Definitely. And I'm sure that one of the people that you probably have some really, really cool, I don't know cool because I don't want to make an assumption, but really, really good stories about would have to be The Undertaker because you've probably known him for a long while, I would imagine.
Yeah, I have, excuse me, and he's a guy I have great respect for. When I was in charge of hiring the talent for WWE, and I was in charge of the talent department, as the executive vice president in the company, he was a very strong positive influence in the locker room. He's like the captain of the team, for lack of a better term. So if there were issues that I needed support on or advice on or have a go-to guy that always give you honesty and hit you right in the gut with the truth, it was the Undertaker. So I got plenty of Undertaker stories, and actually, he was wrestling under a mask in Dallas when I saw him, and we brought him to WCW, and then he stayed at WCW, and one of the officials there, his contract was coming up, and I said, we should renew his contract. And this guy says, well, you obviously don't know anything about talent, because he'll never draw any money, and he'll never be a big star, and I said, okay. So I go to Undertaker and I say, look, you ain't got to broadcast this, but you need to try to get that WWE offer nailed down. Because they're not going to give you a raise here, and you need to know the honest truth. And without, telling WWE that you're not going to re-sign, you have the information you need. So he visited with Vince McMahon, and McMahon saw what I saw. Here's a 6'9" guy that's very athletic, and it's up to the promotion to find the right creative for all the talent. It's up to a coach to put the guys in the right position to win the games,
right,
having the right game plan. So I have a lot of stories on Taker, and he's a wonderful guy, and he's obviously coming to the end of an amazing career. I don't know how many more he's got in him. I don't have any idea if he'll be at WrestleMania this year or not. My sense of it is that he will. That's only my intuition, because I think the day The Undertaker retires would be the cause of a huge promotion, well-planned, well-thought-out celebration of his years of contributions. I haven't heard any chatter on that matter. I just can't see him. Okay, he got Brock Lesnar last year. His streak at WrestleMania is over, so he just was fading away. I just can't see him fading away without some sort of a classy send-off. And maybe that's at WrestleMania this year. I don't know. But it'll be a sad day when he's no longer, you know, back in the ring. But it happens for everybody. I mean, there's a DNA expiration date on everybody's body somewhere in wrestling that tells you when it's enough is enough. And maybe he's hearing those whispers now from himself. I don't know. But he's a class act. He's a first ballot Hall of Fame guy, and he'll always be a part of that, of the company, no matter what role he may assume after his wrestling days have concluded.
I would agree with all that, and that was awesome that you share that with us. So I'm curious to know, what would you consider his lasting legacy to be, either with WWE or in the wrestling business in general?
Well,
because
I think,
he's given so much. Sorry.
Well, he has, and he's worked through all kinds of injuries and pain. Guys his size, you have to be very careful in a perfect world of travel, because you're looking at a 6'9 guy sitting in a commercial airline seat. Even if it's in first class, it's still sometimes inadequate for leg room and so forth. And to travel as much as he's traveled, just like anybody of a normal size guy, if there is such a thing as a normal size pro wrestler. So, that was something I sometimes people just forget about. But I think the thing that he'll be known best for, probably give you two things, his overall tenure from start to finish and how long he kept his game at a high level, no matter where he was, if he could be in, you know, some small town, or he could be at WrestleMania. And then, of course, the winning streak at WrestleMania will never be approached by anybody, in my view. And so I think those two things, his overall tenure and keeping his game at a high level all through the decades he participated in. And, of course, that WrestleMania, the streak, as they call it, kind of had a pulse of its own. So, you know, I'll remember him for being a leader in our locker room and being a great support system for me, and more important, him being a great friend. So, but depending on who you are, he's going to be remembered for a lot of things, but for the general fan, tenure, the quality, and the WrestleMania streak.
You just disregard the fact that he's a Texas fan?
Pardon me?
You just disregard the fact that he's a Texas fan? Because I know you're a big
Yeah. We disagree on that one Saturday of a year. The second Saturday in October is not for the Wicked Heart, as we say here, in the Battle for the Red River. So, yeah, he's a Texas Longhorn fan, and I'm an Oklahoma Sooner fan, so we have a difference of opinion that one day a year, but the thing that we can both agree on, it's a great rivalry, and we both enjoy it. The losses sting, but the wins you get out of that pairing is certainly worth the anguish that we all suffer when our team loses the big game.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Though Oklahoma seems to win more, just pointing that out.
Yeah, they've done well, and so we'll see. We lost this year to the past season to Texas. They have a new coach and new energy, and doing a great job rebuilding their brand. So it's never easy. Those rivalry games are just never easy. You never know. You know, it's like the Eagles playing the Redskins. You know, one thing could be down and go into a game and win. You never know on those real rivalry games. You know, everything in the NFC East is kind of a rivalry, it seems to me, and people don't like each other. And the Eagle fans don't like anybody, but the Eagle fans, which is cool. I don't have a problem with that. They're loyal.
Yeah, we don't.
They're very vocal. They're very vocal.
Yeah, we don't like anyone else. It's especially Dallas. Just pointing that out.
Yeah, I'm not too happy with Texas. They stole Louisville's coach and Charlie Strong, so I'm not very happy with Texas right now.
Yeah, they got a great coach. Charlie's going to do a good job there. He's already having a gangbuster recruiting year. So, they're the big dog in Texas. Texas A&M separated from that whole chaos by going to the SEC And that gives Texas A&M the leg up because Texas, the state of Texas, is loaded with great college, potential college football players in their high school program. So they can say that we're the only Texas team in the SEC. And to some kids, because the SEC is getting all the publicity and all the love from the media, that, you know, that's all they need to hear. So it's not Texas going to Longhorns, picking who they want, and then everybody else can fight over the rest. It's not quite that way anymore, but Charlie Strong is a very good recruiter, and there's no doubt in my mind that Texas will be right back on the hunt much sooner than later.
Absolutely. And, Jim, I just have one more question because I know you've got places to be, and just have to ask this just for my own personal sake. You know, there's been a lot of comparisons recently between the characters of The Undertaker and Bray Wyatt, and kind of where do you stand on this? And kind of what are your thoughts on Bray Wyatt as he has come along?
I like Bray Wyatt. I like his grandpa, Black Jack Mulligan, too, and I like his dad, Mike Rotunda. I think Bray Wyatt's a very unique character, and I'm not sure they know, WWE knows exactly what they have on their hands, because the character is still evolving. And that was much like The Undertaker in the early going. They weren't sure where this was going to evolve to, but it seemed to feel right. So that's kind of where I would sum up this situation. There's somewhat of a macabre aura around The Undertaker, obviously. And this kid comes in, Bray Wyatt, and he assumes his character, makes it his own, in essence. He becomes this TV persona. And he's a really good at what he does. So I think he has great potential from to have a really good, successful career. But I really believe that we're not going to know exactly what color to paint that character, what brush to use until it evolves a little bit more. But the good news is that however it evolves, it's going to be a successful evolution. He's a very talented kid. He's unique. He's different. People notice him. He does unique things. All those things are prerequisites to become a pro wrestling star. You've got to get noticed and remembered for the right reasons by your consumer base, which is the fan base. And Bray Wyatt has those traits. So I'm excited to see how he advances in the future. He's certainly a keeper. And if he has half the success The Undertaker did, then WWE should feel very, very fortunate.
I would agree with that. So, Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. It was such a pleasure to talk with you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Everyone, catch Jim Ross live January 25th in Philadelphia for Ringside, an afternoon with Jim Ross. And for tickets, visit AXS.com.
It's that easy.
It's that easy. So thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you guys very much. Have a great day, and hope to see you at one of the shows sometime. And I really appreciate you having me on, and look forward to entertaining the fans in the Philadelphia and Sayreville area. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Big roll on the weekend. We'll have a blast, I promise.
Once again, a big thanks to good old JR for joining us here tonight. Everyone, you want to stay tuned because coming up next, we're going to be talking NXT. And later in the show, we're going to be talking all about the upcoming Royal Rumble. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be right back.
Everything in his path.
When the Royal Rumble is over, I stand proud and say the champ is here.
I am Mr. Money in the Bank. I am walking out champion.
A triple threat match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship.
WWE Royal Rumble is presented by Hulu and WWE Immortals. This Sunday, live right here on WWE Network.
There's always a plan B.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network.
best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with WrestleTalk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join WrestleTalk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk.
Hey everyone, we here at The Rack need your help. All this week, please go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for us. It's simple and easy. Just go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and write in The Rack for Show of the Year, Natalya on The Rack for Female Interview of the Year, and Kane on The Rack for Male Interview of the Year. It's just that simple. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com right now and vote for us. If you do, I will make you all. Damn it, Rock! Stop telling them I'm going to make them cookies.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. We are back. I hope everybody enjoyed the interview with JR. I know I did.
Woo! Yeah, it was tremendous. Great interview with Mr. Slobberknocker himself, Jim Ross. Go to AXS.com right now to buy tickets to his one-man show tomorrow night in Starland, New Jersey, as well as in Philadelphia on Sunday. Go to AXS.com.
Go check it out because it's going to be awesome. And trust me, we could have gone, had he not had to go do something else. I could have talked to that man for like another 30 minutes.
Easy.
Yeah, I mean, he's just such a pleasure to talk to. So big thanks to JR for coming on the show tonight. Wonderful to talk to him.
Great.
Hope to have him again.
Hope to have him again in the near future. He was amazing. It's Jim Ross, and he's a wealth of knowledge, and he enlightened us on, you know, certain people and certain things.
And best of all, he didn't hang up on me.
He did not hang up on her, despite her thinking he would.
My constant fear that he would, yeah. So, well, we've got a little bit of news to talk about before we jump into NXT and tonight's SmackDown, as well as the Royal Rumble preview. And that is the big announcement coming out as of Monday, which was that WrestleMania 32, it's official, y'all. We're going to Cowboy Stadium for WrestleMania next year. I'm excited.
Cowboy up, y'all. It's going to be exciting. They're trying to break the record. Trying. Don't know if they'll succeed, but they're going to try to break the indoor record at WrestleMania 32, which means all hands on deck.
Well, I know I'm going to try and go.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about talent on hand, on deck.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's WrestleMania. All hands should be on deck anyway, but...
You know, maybe they may call in a rattlesnake.
Maybe a dead man. Maybe a heartbreak kid. Maybe the son of a plumber.
If you will.
If you will. And, well, his sons.
Yeah, and his sons, yes. WWE WrestleMania 32 is coming to the AT&T Stadium with the Pop Culture Extravaganza on Sunday night, April 3rd, 2016. Just saying the words 2016 is like, whoa.
That's scary.
So yeah, it's coming. Let's see. Somebody in our town, not going to mention any names, Kane Kidd, is very hopeful of a Super Bowl by the team that plays there and getting WrestleMania in the home of the Cowboys. Great news for Jerry. Yes, great news. WrestleMania is coming to the Cowboys Stadium. Great news. He'll make a lot of money.
Well, I'm sure, you know, they'll get that Super Bowl eventually, but it sure as hell ain't going to be this year.
I mean, they had their chance. I mean, if they could catch balls.
So you're saying the Cowboys have no balls?
You said it, I didn't.
Love you, Brent.
Whether they're inflated or deflated, they couldn't catch
them. Hey, no, that was the Patriots.
I
At least
know.
The Cowboys lost honestly. Unlike, you know, the Patriots who won by cheating, and don't tell me you didn't know the balls were deflated. That's crap. We all know it was.
We'll have more of that in Tweet of the Week, but I have no idea how they got deflated.
Right, sure, right, okay, dude.
Right, Tom, right, totally believe you, yeah.
Nice!
But anyway, yeah, back to the story, so we took some shots. But yeah, they're in Texas for WrestleMania 32, that should be fun, exciting. So get your tickets, and apparently the tickets for Access for this year have been put on sale, and one notable absent person is The Undertaker. He has no signing.
Kind of interesting. Really, really, really kind of interesting, because usually even if Taker is in question for the show, he at least is at Access to do the super VIP signings, the meet and greets, because that's like the one time of year that they trot him out to do that type of thing.
Right.
Mainly probably because of contractual obligations, but I'm betting that because he did Comic-Con this year, that, or this past year in the fall, that probably alleviates him of the obligation to be at Access.
Unless they decide to add him late, which they could do, because they've done that before. They've added people late. And Sting's been announced, Hogan's been announced, Flair, Shawn, but no Undertaker.
It could be that he hasn't committed yet, and they don't quite know what they're going to do with him, and they're still trying to decide whether he's going in the Hall of Fame, whether he's just making an appearance, whether he's facing Bray Wyatt. Nobody's really sure at this point what Taker's status is or what's going on with him, so we'll just kind of have to keep an eye out and see.
Yeah, so there's your news for the week.
And to the person that created the fake WrestleMania thing, with Roman and Brock and Sting and Hunter, I hate you. Don't scare us like that.
Yeah, I saw, she sent it to me this morning, and I was like, well, that's stupid marketing. And then you hear, oh, it's a fake, and then you actually look at it deeper. You notice the fakes, and you notice where they got the images from. But originally, it's like, man, this marketing department, they just wait a minute, like a week. All you have to do is wait a week. That's all. You don't have to wait like two. We just had to wait one.
Right.
But no. So thankfully, it was a fake.
Thankfully, but we'll have to see what the advertising looks like for WrestleMania 31.
Yeah, but we'll get into WrestleMania 31 basically when we decide who wins the Royal Rumble and wins the WWE Championship later on in our show, because we'll be previewing the Royal Rumble in depth later in the program, because we got some opinions. We have some strong opinions.
Yeah, we do. So do we just want to jump right to NXT and skip the break?
Yeah, let's go right into NXT.
Because we have stuff to talk about with NXT.
Yeah, we do. So, this show tonight. Yeah. This show tonight was an interesting show, to say the least. And it opened with the commish.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Before the show starts tonight, I would just like to take this moment to officially announce that the next NXT special will be airing live on the WWE Network on February the 11th. And as we've just seen, last week we had an incredible rematch between NXT champion Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville. And due to the fact that Sami Zayn won, I would also like to announce that we will be holding a tournament for the number one contender for the NXT Championship, and that begins tonight. Also tonight, because of the outcome of the Divas Tag Team match last week, Charlotte, the NXT Women's Champion, will be defending against Sasha Banks. NXT starts right now.
I like me some tournaments.
I'm okay with this.
I like tournaments. I like championship matches.
I see nothing wrong with this plan.
Right? Yeah. So, nothing wrong with this plan. But then, somebody had a mad.
Oh, somebody had a huge mad. Sammy was upset.
Yeah, he was.
Wow, look at this. Look at this Sammy Zayn.
And as you can hear, he came right into a ring and attacked the dude.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not the Sami Zayn that we know and love. He's having issues.
Happy-go-lucky Sami Zayn was not to be. He came in and attacked Ty Dillinger, and then, well, had something to say.
I'll tell you what's on his mind. His best friend jumped him from behind when he won his biggest opportunity of his life.
Thank you, Jason Albert, for stating the obvious.
Owens, get out of here now!
That doesn't sound like Owens.
Sammy, what the bloody hell do you think you're doing? This isn't the Sami Zayn I know. You need to get yourself in control. You cannot, in any way, shape, or form, act like you just acted.
This isn't about how I'm acting. I'm not wrestling one more match unless it's against Kevin Owens. Get him out here. As general manager, I will not allow any competitor to jump people and think that they can go above the chain of command to get championship matches. Now, Kevin Owens may indeed get a championship match one day, but he hasn't earned it and he's not going to get one.
I don't care about the title. Make it non-title. Do whatever it is you have to do. Just give him to me. Listen, I would love to stand here and tell you that I'm not asking. But I have far too much respect for you, okay? So I'm asking you, please, to give me what I need. I will do anything you want. I will wrestle the number one contender. I'll do anything. All I know is I need to get my hands on him first.
I can see that this means a lot to you, and you're obviously not going to let it go. So, Sammy, on NXT TakeOver on the WWE Network on February the 11th, you will face Kevin Owens.
Wow, how about that? I'd like to say be careful what you wish for, Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn asked for it. He is getting his opportunity to take out his frustration.
So there you go. He gets his match with Kevin
Owens. He does.
At TakeOver on a Wednesday. It's going to be odd being on a Wednesday, but hey.
It's going to be a little awkward, but I'm excited for it.
Oh, I'm really excited for it. They moved this up. This was supposed to happen in March, and they moved it up to February. So it's like, all right.
Because we all want to see it. We all really want to see it.
Yeah, we do. We all want to see it happen. So yeah. So yeah. That happened, and then, well, before we really elaborate on the match, Regal had something else to say.
Mr. Regal, you just made a match between Kevin Owens and
Yes, I did make a match. So Sami Zayn does get his wish at NXT TakeOver on February 11th. But Sami Zayn will see Kevin Owens a lot sooner than he thought, because next week on NXT, you will see him in the ring as we sign the contract for that match.
Ooh. Stuff's gonna go down. Just saying, I have a feeling things are not... Contract signings in WWE never go well. This is the best way to put it.
You'd think they would learn by now.
You would think, but they really, really haven't.
No, they really don't, ever.
So then we get to our first NXT tournament match. Curtis the Axel versus Finn Balor.
This is a good match.
Good competitive match with both men. Still not sure why Axel is in NXT other than trying to be a heel?
I don't know. It's a one-off. They're trying to do something with him. I'm still not okay with with the upper-level talent coming down, but...
At least he's losing. And they're uh-huh. He's not winning the matches. Baylor picked up the win and moved on. You can see he's getting more comfortable in the ring as the weeks go by.
Baylor, yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, without question. He's getting more comfortable with the WWE style and trying to mix in his style. It's becoming more and more comfortable, and it was good to see.
It was good to see, yeah. And I'm curious to see if he brings back the face paint next week, or if he does it for the live special.
It'll probably be for the live special, I would assume.
We'll have to see.
We will have to see. Last week on the show, we saw Charlotte lose to Sasha Banks in a tag match, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we heard from Regal that we're going to get a championship match. But before we get to the title match, we hear from the number one contender.
Sasha, I was just wondering, can you give us your thoughts on... My thoughts? How about my thoughts on how I beat Charlotte in the middle of the ring last week? And I'm going to do the exact same thing tonight, except for tonight... She is going to have no one, and I mean absolutely no one, to save her. Tonight, the boss will finally become your new NXT Women's Champion. Any more questions, Devin? Don't care.
The challenger is confident.
She's pretty cocky.
We'll see if that cockiness can hold up in here just a bit. But before we get to the match, we heard from Lindsay's new favorite wrestler, the Bull, Bull Dempsey.
Last week, I had my ticket to the top in the palm of these hands. And I let it slip through my fingers when I couldn't put down Baron Corbin. But next week, in our rematch, in the number one contenders tournament, there won't be any counting. There won't be any bright white lights. There's just going to be an arena full of people chanting, Bull! Bull! Bull!
No. Oh, wait. Well, oh, it was supposed to be Bull. Oh, yeah.
It was better than the last promo he did, but I still feel like Bull should not be talking for Bull.
Bull needs a mouthpiece.
Bull needs a mouthpiece. That's what it feels like. It's like Bull needs a mouthpiece. And I don't know if they have one for him. That's what's kind of sad.
Yeah, they really don't. So we get to the NXT Women's Championship match. Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. They get started. It's a pretty good solid matchup between the two, like it usually is between Charlotte and Sasha. They took a nice fall to the outside. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, they did.
Match ends in the queue. Becky Lynch got involved. Bayley came in and made the save for her good friend Charlotte. And then you see Bayley holding Charlotte's women's championship. And there's this conflict. What do I do? I like the belt. What do I do? Then she lays out Charlotte to a big pop from the crowd.
I was so proud of Bayley.
I was like, oh my god, Bayley! Oh my god! She finally stepped up.
Bayley wants the title. And, well, if she's got to go through Charlotte to get it, she's going to go through her.
And William Regal came out and made a four-way match for the championship at TakeOver. It will be Charlotte defending against Bayley, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks. That should be good.
That should be really good. My only complaint about this was the really awkward finish where Becky cost Sasha the match.
Yeah, it was a little awkward. Not gonna lie, it was.
Because it's like, well, why would Becky cost Sasha for no reason? That was the thing, is like, it didn't make any sense why Becky interfered.
Maybe we'll get some explanation down the line.
Maybe, I don't know.
We will have to see on that one. Then, so, that's cool, four-way. Then, we have a match. The Vaudevillains took on Buddy Murphy and Wesley Blake. And in what was considered an upset victory, I think their first ever victory on television, Buddy Murphy and Wesley Blake beat the Vaudevillains.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans?
Shenanigans.
Not happy about this one?
Nope.
No. Yeah, it was a good match, a solid match between the two teams.
Very solid match. Very enjoyable.
Nothing wrong with that one. We then heard from Prince Pretty.
Hello, everyone. It is now just a matter of time before your hero, Prince Pretty, becomes your NXT champion. And once I do, I can implement my plan of separating the world into super good-looking people and ugly people.
Oh, Tyler, I miss your promos.
Oh, Tyler, you've been watching so much Zoolander since you left. He's got the voice down pat.
I'm with you on that one.
And the super good-looking people? Yeah. Yeah, that's Zoolander. 100% Zoolander. Like, just change his name from Tyler Breeze to Derek Zoolander.
And you're good.
And you're good. But yeah, Tyler's back. I've missed him so much. I'm so happy he's back.
We'll talk more about Prince Pretty here in a second. But first, we heard from the team who got the big win of the career.
We did it, buddies. We did it. We put ourselves on the map tonight.
That's right.
We put ourselves.
Blake and Murphy, gentlemen, congratulations on what many in the NXT universe would consider an upset victory over the Vaudevillains. I just want to get your thoughts right now.
Upset? No. There was no upset between Buddy and I. We beat the Vaudevillains fair and square for the 1, 2, 3.
And this isn't where our year ends. No. 2015 is our year. And let's keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Huh? Let's kick down that door.
Yeah.
Let's climb to the top of the mountain.
The top.
Let's challenge the Lucha Dragons. Yeah. Next week. Ooh, for those yeah. NXT Tag Team Championships.
I like where your head's down, buddy. I like where your head's down.
This is our year.
This is our year.
Gutsy.
One victory, and you're going after the champions. Getting pretty bold there, boys.
They got some guts. We'll see if that happens next week. But we have our final match of the evening for the NXT in the NXT tournament. Hideo Itami, Tyler Breeze. Man, these two. Whew.
Oh, this was a good match.
Tyler Breeze's best match?
He stepped up.
Big time.
Big time. This was by far one of the best Tyler Breeze matches I've seen in a long while. He was doing moves that you never thought he could do. The Tommy was clearly helping him, but he stepped up. He tried to make it look like he had advanced his moveset. Yeah, this was a great match all the way around. I was really super pleased with it.
Great near falls, great drama. In the end, Hideo Tommy picked up the victory and is moving on, which means one thing, Lindsay. What's happening?
We get Finn versus Hideo. Oh, God, this is going to be so good.
Can't wait for that one. Can't wait. This was a really good episode of NXT. Really, really good.
They did a really nice job of advancing the storylines, advancing the title pictures. We've got a good setup going for the special in February as we get ever closer to it. So, yeah, they're moving right along with it. Don't really have a lot of complaints about this episode.
Nothing. I can't complain about one thing.
So, yeah, great job all the way around on this one. Can't wait for next week. Can't wait for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn and Balor versus Atami, because holy crap, that's going to be good.
That is going to be good, but that does it for the NXT recap.
That does it for the NXT recap. So when we come back from the final break of the evening, we've got Tweet of the Week, we've got Royal Rumble, we're going to be mixing a little bit of SmackDown in there because, well, we've got stuff to talk about from tonight. So you don't want to listen. Or I'm sorry, you don't want to miss it. Can you tell I'm falling asleep? Listen to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's apparently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gang bang or something.
Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs fans. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird. Wow. Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? I thought the people were going to be showing at the party. Where are you, Gundam Style, over here?
That's a horse you have, that's a horse
you have. Gundam Style.
Not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Shumi in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I don't hurt you.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to...
You gotta play something else, Rock. I heard this song twice now.
Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Hey everyone, we here at The Rack need your help. All this week, please go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for us. It's simple and easy. Just go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and write in The Rack for Show of the Year, Natalya on The Rack for Female Interview of the Year, and Kane on The Rack for Male Interview of the Year. It's just that simple. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com right now and vote for us. If you do, I will make you all. Damn it, Rock! Stop telling them I'm going to make them cookies.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's Boots to Asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost! Jonas! Jason Snake Roberts! What on earth? I got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is a gap. Last night was Plan A. Tonight, Plan B. There's always a Plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down his assault to Ambrose after he took out Reigns.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And curse you, Matt Goldberg, for telling me that the Wyatt Swamp House is at Walmart for $10. Curse you.
You know, I showed it to you before. You can get it. You can get it.
Yeah, but it's $10.
That's how much I found it for. $10. That's it.
Yeah, with shipping.
Oh, you know. Well, now you gotta go to Walmart.
There's one right by the office. How convenient. Let's do Tweet of the Week.
Yeah. Look for her Twitter tomorrow where she buys something. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It's cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right, you're up first, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry. Let me take myself off mute.
Might be a good thing.
Totally might be a good thing. So I present to you a feud between, actually a bet between Captain America and Star-Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Chris Evans. Well, at Pratt. Looks like our teams are going into battle. For the next 2 weeks, you are not my friend. You are my enemy. Chris Pratt responds, we both know there's only one Captain America, and his name is Russell Wilson. Hashtag Super Bowl bound, hashtag LOB, hashtag repeat. Chris Evans, them's fighting words. Stakes? Hashtag what is a Seahawk anyway? Hashtag something Tom Brady hunts. Okay. Seahawks win, you fly yourself to Seattle, visit at Seattle Children's Hospital as Captain America, waving the 12th man flag. Chris Evans responds, I accept, and when the Patriots humiliate your sea chickens, I expect Star-Lord to arrive at Chris Haven in a Brady jersey.
Ouch.
Humiliate my Seahawks, maybe talk to Brady about deflating your expectations. Boom, Legion of, you're on, sucka.
Wow.
That happened, y'all.
That's kind of amazing.
Joey Mercury. Please don't ever forget. Or actually, I should go back. Sami Zayn tweeted, I almost forgot how great John Goodman was on Roseanne. To which Joey Mercury respond, please don't ever forget how great John Goodman is in everything.
John Goodman is pretty good in everything. Just point it out.
Joey Mercury, again, at Jimmy Jacobs has a cat named Alfie. I got no time for Alfie. None. To which Jimmy Jacobs responds, he ain't got no time for you. He's a John Cena fan. Sorry, hashtag you cat see me. And he puts a picture of the cat with a John Cena necklace on. Well, Seth Rollins, former guest of the Rack, jumps in, I'm not okay with this. To it, and finally, Joey Mercury, at Chad Dukes, at Jovila. Roman and I will be on speaking terms again when I ask him how at WWE Rollins' curb stomp tastes. I wouldn't know. And that, ladies and gentlemen, are my tweets of the week.
All right.
Rock, proceed.
Cool. Thou figure, cool. Yay, sports girl tweets. I don't tweet. Feeling bromidic and plebeian. Guess it's time for Downton Abbey, because that is hacky. Not sports center. New Bears coach John Fox on how he'll fix Jay Cutler. Punt on first down. Should be impossible for him to get intercepted then, I think.
No, he'll still figure it out.
He'll still figure it out. Sports Nation, do you like field goals? Do you like offside penalties? Do you like multiple turnovers? Well then, the NFC Championship game is for you. Tony Reale, pardon the interceptions. Rachel Nichols, another interception, and here comes the rain. Welcome to Crazy Town, NFL style. Vincent Verhey, many turnovers mean many more commercials. Tony Reale, pardon the deception. To fake John Madden, that's why you draft a punter, Jaguars front office. Dolph Ziggler, hell of a Greco-Roman suplex at Seahawks. No in-air pin, though. It's all in the hips. Hashtag Green Bay vs. Seattle. The fake ESPN. Seattle's 12th man admits he doesn't play the full 60 minutes a day. Ziggler. Wow, it ain't over till a skinny barista with a face piercing sings your name incorrectly. Hashtag Green Bay vs. Seattle. Keith Jones. Packers are blowing it. Wow. Yes, they were actually blowing it. Frank Caliendo. Okay, Aaron Rodgers can stop faking the calf injury now and win this thing. Tom Brady's ego. Five letters here just for everyone out there in Packerland. C-H-O-K-E. Joke. Mick Foley. A Seahawks comeback of Hulk Hogan proportions. Tony Stark Radio. Breaking. Russell Wilson scores a deal with Kleenex if they're blubbering like a tool after he wins game. three-man booth. Don't worry, Nikki. If this were wine pong, you would win, hands down. Hashtag Total Divas.
Ouch.
James Storm. Anyone know what time the AFC Championship game starts? Hashtag Patriots or Colts. Andrew Goldstein. Pat's Colts played with deflated balls. Not a first for pro athletes. Just look at A-Rod.
Ooh!
Kenny Mayne. If the balls had been at 13 pounds of pressure, the score would have been 43-9, for sure. Always moisten needle. Also, I hate my bike pump. Which, Scott Van Pelt replied, anyone got a needle? Many neighborhood games suffered because the answer was always the same. Nope. WWE Creative Humor. No, we don't know why Brock Lesnar keeps saying baby, but there's no way in hell we are ballsy enough to tell him to stop.
Who is?
Exactly. Three-man booth. Kane is like that ex-girlfriend that broke up with you, but still won't leave you alone. Ziggler, thank you at WWE for firing me. It allowed me to move to Hollywood and realize my true calling. Waiter. Hashtag fired stand-up set. Katie Nolan, I spend 10 minutes at Five Guys debating between raw or sauteed. So yeah, I definitely cared about the state of the... Oh wait, never mind. President Obama, I proposed a plan that will send NFL officials back to school to actually learn how the football is played. Not Bill Walton. Alex Rodriguez is working out with Barry Bonds this offseason. I never would have thought we'd have two stories about deflated balls in 1 week. Carissa Thompson. One job, talk Kardashians. Other job, deflated footballs. Well, this is going to be fun. Colt Cabana. Setting up GoFundMe to buy some clippers to shave my pubes. Be on the lookout. Samoa Joe. I will only fund a bottle of Nair, but you have to sing the short song. Which led to Sanjay Dutt replying, only if I get to keep the pubes, bro. Joe replied, I don't know how many times we have to go over this. That is not how hair transplants work. He made a sad face. And then you got that ill Bru Willis vibe, man. Yippee-ki-yay, birdie num-num. Melinda Blue, is Russo writing for the NFL now? Hashtag deflated balls. Swerve. Renee Young. I want to live in a massage chair forever and always.
I'm with you, Renee.
Jason Gay. So who on SNL can play Brady in the cold open, because this is a layup for an Emmy? Jimmy Kimmel. 50 college-educated adults are asking a man if he let air out of a ball. Yes, they were. Doug Allen. Wonder if Dick Cheney would authorize waterboarding the ball boy to get some answers. Jimmy Kimmel. Even if Tom Brady sat on every one of those balls himself, this press conference is punishment enough.
Oh my god.
Andrew Goldstein, finally. As punishment for Deflategate, the NFL should strip Bill Belichick of all his hooded sweatshirts.
Please, get that man a proper coat.
Or something. Jesus. Anyway, that was Tweet of the Week.
Alright, well now we're going to jump in 2 feet first to the Royal Rumble match. And, well, show. Can we just talk about the match? And
we'll get to let's make our picks for the other matches, and then we'll get into the real stuff.
Okay.
We got to get it got done. I have number 2. You have number 19 in the Royal Rumble match itself.
We're screwed.
We are kind of screwed. I have a feeling I'm getting a Fandango.
I don't know who I'm getting. I'm crossing my fingers for a Dean or a Bray, but I don't think I'm going to be that lucky. I'll probably get like a Heath Slater.
Hey, you could get Luke Harper.
I wouldn't mind Luke.
But yeah,
I would want Eric, but you know, well, he didn't qualify for the Rumble tonight.
Yeah, he kind of lost to Luke Harper in a match on SmackDown.
But on the bonus, Eric's back. Dolph's back.
Dolph is back too, and he took a shot.
Oh yeah, shots were fired tonight on SmackDown.
Do you have the exact quote of what he said?
Basically, he said, you know, rather than sitting at home on my couch complaining on a podcast, this is my life, or something to that effect. But yeah, basically, Dolph took a shot at Punk.
Yeah, he did. And it was kind of epic. He took the shot. It's like, oh. And then Lindsay had some feels about, Eric is going to fight his father.
Well, he said that his father you know, he was basically a puppet for Bray, and he's not anymore. And, well, Bray's not going to take too kindly to that, because there was never any official split from the family, and Eric's still a part of everything, so we'll have to see.
Right, and the quote, "I'd rather sit here in this ring and face any punishment they give me every day for the rest of my life than sit on some couch complaining on a podcast."
Ouch. Shots fired.
Right. Shots were indeed fired.
But yeah, so we'll talk about SmackDown as
we go.
We talk about the Royal Rumble, but we need to go ahead and jump in because, well, I need to go to sleep soon because I have to get up and go to work tomorrow. Yay, day job.
It's a new day.
It's a new day. And we're going to see a new day on the pre-show when they face Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose.
I don't think you can pick Cesaro, Kidd, or Rose in this one. I don't think there's any way you can pick them. Is there?
I don't know. This is kind of a hard call.
It's the new day. They always win except, you know, their second weekend. I'm going with a new day.
I'm going with Kid Cesaro and Adam Rose.
Just to be different.
But also I just feel like they're getting pushed more. I don't know. It's hard to tell with these two. I want to pick a New Day. I really do. Just because I really do like a New Day. I just don't think that they're going to go over here. Call it a hunch.
All right. We're already split. We're already, you know, divided on this one to start.
First match.
Man, I can only imagine what's going to happen in the rest of them. Up next, it's The Ascension versus, oh, you didn't know? They're going to get their ass kicked on Sunday night, the New Age Outlaws.
Really? You're picking the Outlaws?
No, I said they're going to get their ass kicked on Sunday night, the New Age Outlaws.
Oh, yeah.
The Ascension's going to kick their ass.
Yeah, I'm with you there. After Monday night, they're going to give the Ascension the rub that they need, and they're going to put him over, and that will give the Ascension really kind of a big win. And I hope they give this time because this is the really first match that we've seen with the Ascension against a real tag team.
I hear, spoiler alert, it's going to be quick.
Damn.
It's the Ascension. They're not going to put them out there more than 5 minutes.
They need to because I want to see what they can do.
I think we all want to see what they can do, but they never let us see what they can do. So I'm not going to think this is any different. At least that's me. That's my thought on it. I think it's going to be quick, pointless. Quick and to the point, and Billy Gunn takes the fall, man.
Fair enough. So, yeah, Ascension on both sides.
Okay.
The Bella Twins versus Paige and Natty.
Tough one. Actually, this is a tough one. I'm going to say Paige pins Nikki.
I don't know. This is hard. Because they're almost setting this up for a turn.
Yeah, they're sort of setting up Paige to turn on Natty, I think.
That's what it feels like.
But I don't think it happens on the pay-per-view. I think it happens maybe on a Raw.
I miss people turning on a pay-per-view.
I do too. I do too, but I have a feeling that's what happens.
I'm going to say the Bella Twins due to Paige turning on Natty. Or Natty turning on Paige, one of the two. But I say the Bella Twins go over here due to some shenanigans.
Either we're gonna be one of us is gonna be really ahead of the other, and we could just actually split on these. You say Us, I say Oh, because it's the Usos versus the Miz and Mizdow for the tag team titles. Usos.
They're gonna retain.
Sorry, Miz. I think Mizdow cost the Miz in this one, and then eventually, when we get to the Rumble, other shenanigans happen. At least that's the way I see it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Now let's get into the two big matches that we need to talk about.
Okay.
The Royal Rumble.
Why don't we save that for last and talk about the title match first?
Alright, you're the host. Go ahead. Let's talk about it.
So, WWE World Heavyweight Championship, Brock Lesnar versus John Cena versus Seth Rollins.
Guest on The Rock last week, go to RockRadioShow.com and hear it. He's amazing.
He's super awesome.
He's the undisputed future of WWE. But is he the next WWE World Heavyweight Champion?
That's a hard call. Because nobody's sure if Brock has resigned yet.
He hasn't. He probably won't.
So, if that's the case, then they're going to go ahead and take the belt off of him. The question is, do you put it on Cena again, or do you put it on Rollins?
You don't put it on John Cena. I swear to God, if you put it on John Cena, I'm coming to Atlanta, and I'm going to hurt you. Because I'm
blaming. Why? What would I have to do with this?
I told you the other day, you put it out in the universe that John Cena was going to win the WWE Championship on Sunday. You put it out in the universe.
You know what? Go to Stanford. They're the ones that book it.
Yeah, but you're the one who put it out in the universe. It's your fault. I'm blaming Lindsay if John Cena's the champion. Just saying.
I feel like that a face either in Bryan or Roman is going to win the Rumble, which we're going to get to in a minute.
They need a heel.
They need a heel. And honestly, I say it takes Rollins 2 tries. Once with the regular match, then once with the Money in the Bank. But Rollins walks out champion.
I hate to bet against Brock Lesnar. I really, really do.
No, I just realized it. Okay?
Okay.
You have John Cena beat Brock Lesnar.
No.
Let me finish. And then you have Rollins cash in on Cena.
No. That's awful. It's going to happen, but it's awful.
Yeah, because you can't have Rollins straight up beat Brock unless he just gets really lucky and catches Brock down.
He can always just beat John Cena.
He could do that too. But honestly, he's got better odds with Brock. It is Cena.
But that just weakens Brock Lesnar so much, and you don't need John Cena beating Brock Lesnar. You really don't. Oh. Like, I don't want to bet against Brock. I really, really don't. I'd rather see... I would want him to see him in the main event of WrestleMania because he deserves to be in the main event of WrestleMania. Because he's Brock Lesnar. He's the biggest star they have right now.
Right.
Oh, man, this one is tough. Oh, really, really tough. I want to go Seth Rollins. I really, really do. I really want to see if there's a way for him to get the belt. But I don't like the matches coming out of it, like, as a championship match, because I don't... If you take the belt off of Brock, I don't see a match for him at WrestleMania. That's the thing. There's no one from the fight if he's not the champion. I'm going with Brock retaining, but, oh, man. I really see the possibility of Rollins walking out with the belt. It's really, really possible. He could pin John Cena and take the belt. It's just, oh. I can't bet against Brock. I really can't.
My thing is, if Brock doesn't take the pin, then that doesn't weaken Brock.
That's fine, but there's no one for him to fight after that.
But if he hasn't resigned, then they may not bring him back. They may just let him go.
But he's booked through WrestleMania. He's booked till the night after WrestleMania. He's been booked. So, Brock's got to keep the belt. He's got to.
He's booked till the night after WrestleMania?
Yeah, he's booked for the night after WrestleMania.
Alright, I'm changing my mind. Brock retains. I was thinking he was done after this. So if that's the case, then yeah, Brock retains.
Yeah, he's apparently booked till after WrestleMania, the day after. So you've changed your mind now?
Yeah, Brock retains. Yeah.
I really think there's a really good, strong possibility Seth Rollins gets the belt, but... I don't know. It just... There's that John Cena factor, too, because they always got to make John Cena look strong, but...
There's the Cena factor. That's what's hard about this.
There's always a Cena factor. But, yeah, Brock's got to retain there, because there's no other possible match for him at WrestleMania. And now it goes into the Royal Rumble. 30-man over the top rope. Everyone knows Kofi's going to do a big spot. Is he even in the Rumble? He probably is.
I think he is.
Maybe. I don't even know. He might not even be in the Rumble. I would assume he is, but who knows. 30 men, one winner. I've been asked on Twitter, so we're gonna discuss this. They want to know what our final four are going to be in this match. I say Roman. I say Bryan. I say Bray. Trying to think of another heel, maybe Big Show. Think they may be your final four?
Yeah, or Kane.
Like, it's between Big Show or Kane. It's one of the two. Kane's always in there at the end. Maybe it may be him. Yeah, because I think they may save the Big Show spot for late, early, like, as a big moment in the match, and then he's not involved in the final four when Roman eliminates him.
I don't see Bray being in the end. I see Dean getting his comeuppance on Bray and eliminating Bray, or a bell tolls for Bray Wyatt and someone comes for him and takes him out.
All right, so who's your final four?
I like Bryan. I like Kane. I like...
Roman.
I'm trying to think of a fourth. Deep. On the heel side.
Oh, you need a heel.
Harper.
Harper could be in there.
I can see Harper being there at the end.
Part of me thinks you want to have a really under. It's a shame that you have Bryan and Roman in there, but you could if you had a heel winning it. Just imagine Mizdal in one of the final four spots.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
It won't happen because he's gonna try to if it take the bump outside. He's not gonna do it, and Miz is gonna get upset, and that's gonna be more of a split between the two. In the Rumble, it's gonna be an amazing spot. But yeah, so those are the final. So Luke's in your final four.
Luke's in my final four.
Then who wins?
It's really a toss up between Bryan and Roman.
It really is. It's like. You just don't know. Because there's what they expect. What we expect to happen, what they want to happen, and then there's the guy who should be in it. That makes sense.
I think they're balking on the Roman just a little bit. I think they're seeing that he may not be 100% ready.
Right. And Philly, please don't crap on Roman.
Yeah, please don't be jackasses and crap on him.
Don't do what you did to Rey Mysterio last year. Please. Don't. Okay? You guys have more respect for the business than that. Please. Don't.
I can honestly...
To give you a second, Tommy and Chapman goes Reigns, Bryan, Bray, and Ambrose in the final four. And Reigns and Ambrose are his final two. We have a Sheamus that is going to be... we'll get to that. We'll get to surprises here in a minute. Going Bryan... I'm going heart rather than brain.
You know, as much as I think about Reigns versus Brock, I don't want to see it. It doesn't do a damn thing for me. And it, to me, doesn't feel like a WrestleMania level main event. Whereas Bryan versus Brock, almost said Bray, does.
It's that underdog story, and you can see them building it with him right now.
Yeah, and it's something of, I think they see Bryan as the next guy. I think they finally see it. And I think he's going to get, I think mistakes of last year are going to be rectified, and Bryan's going to get his shot at the Rumble, and he's probably going to win.
Alright, so we're both going with Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to throw out some surprise names that could be in this Royal Rumble. Could we see Rob Van Dam in the Royal Rumble?
We could.
It's Philly, after all. It's ECW territory. Alright, how about this? Could we see the Dudley Boys in the Royal Rumble?
No.
Alright, now here's a couple that are actually probably going to be in the Rumble. Joey Mercury and Jamie Noble.
Probably.
How about the Bunny?
Yes, the Bunny.
The Bunny is going to be in the Rumble. Guarantee it. Any other surprises you think could happen? Sheamus is a possibility, but I think he's not ready yet. I think he's still out.
I think Sheamus or Orton may make a return.
Orton for sure.
We may see a Taker.
Could be a Taker.
I mean, there's any number of possibilities. There's not one that I'm really anyone that I'm looking forward to.
But yeah, I see the Bunny and Jamie's security for sure getting spots in the Rumble. Because anything can happen when it's 30 men over the top rope battle Royal Rumble on Sunday. I've watched a lot of Rumbles. They're all exciting and fun to watch. And I always, like, the Rumble is, like, one of my favorite events of the year. It really, really is. It's exciting.
Right?
Because you don't, even though when it's predictable, it's still not predictable.
It's raining men.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's raining men.
So that's our
I word. Have every intention of playing that song during the Royal Rumble this year.
every intention to do it. All right. But that will sort of do it for us this evening. That's our Royal Rumble preview, I guess. That's what it would be, wouldn't it?
I would say so. So, well, tune in next week for the Royal Rumble wrap-up, where we talk all about the show. We'll see who did better in Pick'em, whether he did or I did.
Yeah, because, you know, one of us has to be right, and usually it's usually her sometimes. She usually takes credit for being right.
That's
I didn't catch that till I said it.
So close.
Because, you know, because she wants to sort of try to get me to say something on air because it didn't happen. She tried, but it didn't.
He said he would, but he just never did.
He just never did. You know, you almost got what you wanted out of me, but, you know, just couldn't quite
I do what I can. Anyway, plug stuff.
Yeah, I should plug stuff, but I was looking for something, but that's why I was kind of stalling, but I can't. There it goes. I found what I was looking for. Now we can plug stuff and get out of here.
It's raining men. Yes. I want to play. I just want them to play this once during the Royal Rumble because it's so appropriate.
It really, really is. And Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual, preview the Royal Rumble, and all the blame rhymes and weird news you could possibly think of. It's CB Radio midnight ish on Saturday night. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR. At facebook.com/cigarbuttsandmen. That is Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern. Right after the Royal Rumble, follow us on Twitter at WTR Sunday and facebook.com/Russell Talk Radio. Monday night's the Raw Push, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be right back here for the Rack next Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. But Lindsay, tell the people how to vote for us, because you got one more day.
If I unmute myself. That's right, y'all. It's the Wrestling Radio Awards. You have one final day if you're listening on Friday, January 23rd, to vote for the Rack. Because, well, we're up for awards. Yay! And thank you so much to everyone for your support who's already voted. We need you to do it just one more time for us if you have the time. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for the Rack in Show of the Year, Female Interview of the Year with Natalya, and Male Interview of the Year with Kane. The awards will be announced January 30th, and we'll drop plenty of hens if, well, you need to listen.
Right. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRRack. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3, Episode 13, now available on RackRadioShow.com. If you want to listen to that, subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/WTRRack. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen on TuneIn, Stitcher, and iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsboard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsboard, same as the Twitter. And please check out our fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211. For Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. We'd again like to extend a big, huge thanks to JR. Go check out his shows because it will be amazing.
AXS.com.
AXS.com. Yes. Go check it out. Go buy tickets. Support him. It'll be amazing.
It will be. And remember, Sunday night, it's going to be raining then.
Hallelujah. So you've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.